Well, to Taiwan now, which has scrambled jets in response to Chinese aircraft appearing in its airspaces. This is according to the Taiwanese Defense Ministry. And the Chinese military said live fire exercises near Taiwan would now begin. This is, of course, in the wake of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to the self-governing island, which China claims as its territory. So what about tensions between China and Taiwan and the U.S.? Can they escalate further? What does that look like? Well, Jim Walsh is a senior research associate at MIT Security Studies Program. He helps us in moments like these. And Jim, welcome back.
Good to be with you. Excited to be here.
I mean, you're probably saying, I don't, you know, help you with this. This is kind of a mess. Starting the Taiwan Strait. We knew a military response from China was likely, but what do you make of these develops? China's aircraft crossing the median line.
Yeah, well, it's a response that people expected would follow this visit. You know, Robin, you've heard me several times delight, maybe too much, gleefully as I try to skewer the consensus, the Washington's foreign policy consensus. But on this one, the blob, as they call it, the blob is right.
The blob meaning the people who think this was a bad idea.
Yeah, the blob being sort of all the establishment types. And even beyond that, if you read national security analysts, you know, all the way over on the left and all the way over on the right, they all agree, and I'm with them, that this is not a good idea.
Why?
Well, I think it's needlessly provocative. Now, you could say, Jim, we have all sorts of, you know, don't you have issues with China? And I would say, yes, there's a laundry list, a long list of issues that we have disagreements on China with. It's South China Sea, human rights, North Korea, on and on. But this one, Taiwan, is different. It's not just another thing on the list. It is a flashpoint. We've had three Taiwan crises over the decades, going back into the Cold War, and in two of them, the U.S. considered using nuclear weapons. China takes this very, very seriously.
Well, we should say Pelosi has some unlikely allies. Both former Trump Defense Secretary Mark Esper, former Trump Secretary of State Mike Pompeo agree with her that she should have gone. But and look, we could use an hour to discuss the background of it. But why is it different than, the U.S. standing up so for Ukraine, you know, and being so vocal about that? Why is it different?
Well, it's different because China's a great power. And there's a long history to this. As I said, we've had three crises over the years, two of which nuclear weapons were considered use. In my world, in the national security world, when you think about China and nuclear weapons, there is really only one scenario where China would ever really consider using nuclear weapons, and it's Taiwan.
Yeah. So what happens now?
I don't think the whole world's going to fall apart. It was an unnecessary provocation. There'll be payback, and then life will go on. But the thing is, you know, if you keep poking and keep poking, you never know the time that you poke that actually leads to an unexpected bad outcome. And that's why this is bad policy. We should leave Taiwan in the icebox and not be provocative.
Well, President Biden has said many times now that the U.S. would defend Taiwan should it be attacked. And almost immediately, White House aides come and walk that back.
Yeah.
What's going on with that dance?
Well, again, it's rooted historically. Basically, you know, imagine a family or friends, and there's one issue where if they start to talk about it, they're going to come to blows. So they agree not to bring it up. And that's how they keep peace in the family. This is that. So back in history, everyone said, we'll adopt a policy that's ambiguous. China can say what it wants. The U.S. can appear to say what it wants and defend Taiwan. No one will be specific. We'll all be happy and we'll manage this. We are starting to see that urge to manage it break down as each side crosses a line.
And tell us, in the minute we have, what else is at stake. Later in the program, we're going to be talking about the huge chip industry in Taiwan, biggest manufacturer of chips that the world depends on in Taiwan. What else is at stake here?
You know, I think because the U.S.-China relationship is so broad economically, so broad in foreign policy, but all of that sort of is second rate compared to the fact that for China, this is a fighting issue. There aren't many issues for China that are fighting issues. This is a fighting issue. It has to be treated differently than all the other things. But if it were to go badly, the implications economically, foreign policy in Asia would be, of course, be tremendous.
In other words, it's different from the Uyghurs, from criticizing the human rights of China. Jim Walsh, Senior Research Associate at MIT Security Studies Program. Thanks as always. Good to see you.
Thank you.